few thoughts on this passage as we come together to the end of the series that we've been looking of Fearless Faith in the last, 3 months really. This is, message 11 today. And thank you to David and Phil and Chris who've been helping me in the series. It's been our church 155th anniversary, and we said that this is a time to remember, to renew our faith, to recommit our talents to God, and to respond to God in gratitude. And alongside that, we've seen that the gospel shows us how God makes people right with Himself, that He begins and ends with faith. And probably I'm going to shock you what I'm going to say now. It is not much about our faith as it is really the faith that Christ has in us. It is His faith that carries us before the throne of God, because our faith usually goes up and down like this. The scripture says that those who are right with God will live by trusting in Him. Without faith, it's absolutely impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Well, faith, therefore, we define it throughout this series, is that is seeing life with God's eyes. That's what really faith is. Without seeing life, the world, with God's eyes, we won't be in mission, we won't have compassion, we won't experience forgiveness, we wouldn't go to share the good news if we don't see the world the way God does. And that's key to the reason we do what we do, to the purposes that we have in our life. Faith is seeing life, seeing people the way God does. Faith is like a diamond, it's multifaceted as such. It is seeing everything in the world from God's perspective. Faith is not desire, it is not feeling. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm full of faith, sometimes I'm full of doubt. It's not a feeling whatsoever. It's not bargaining with God, and it's not pretending something is really nice and I'm smiling even when inside I'm crumbling and my spirit is broken. That's not faith. Faith is to be sure of things that we hope for, as Hebrew describes it, and to be certain of the things that we do not yet see. Fearless faith is a season of growing, it is a season of going, and it is a season of giving. The series has been based on that LBC vision of 155 years ago, who their first words when they got together was, "Come and let us grow." 100 years later, they said, "We will go forward." And 155 years today, we're going to say, "We will go forward in fearless faith." In fearless faith. Two of the words that summarize the message of Jesus are "come" and "go." Two of the words that summarize the history of this church was at the very beginning, 155 years ago, when few people got together and said, "Let's come together and establish a Baptist presence in the city and God's love to the people here." And then they went. They got together, they went, and that echo has been, 100 years later as it is today, valid and heard throughout. It is our vision today to come and become disciples of Jesus Christ. To the hurting, to the confused, to the lost, to the broken, to the frustrated, to the guilty, to the poor on the streets of Lancaster, to the people of the rich, the call today is to come, to come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. For those of us who are already disciples, who make disciples, the call is to continue to go and make disciples. In Luke says, Jesus said, "Your faith has saved you. Now go." Now go. In James says, any faith that doesn't lead us to go into action with good deeds is worthless, dead, and useless. So in this final message, in this fearless faith, I want us to look very briefly at going forward in fearless faith, a call that God has given us at Fellowship at LBC 155 years later to go in faith, with a fearless faith, to a world that is broken, that is so full of pain, confused, mixed up. The Bible tells us that God has invited you to a party, and it's the biggest party ever in the universe, and it's going to last forever and ever and ever. The parable of the banquet that we just read. And if you look there, it's go and tell. Go quickly. There's still more room. Go out into the city. Go out of the city. Invite everyone to come. Go everywhere. Go, go, go. And invite. And there's a sad statement. A lot of people in life are never going to get to taste what God has prepared for them, simply because they didn't accept the invitation. God has prepared a generous banquet for all of us. It's a party in heaven that's going to go on for eternity. Now, I want you to notice three things in this story. The first thing is that God says that some people are going to reject His invitation. And He says when they reject it, they are going to regret it. And then He says that no one of those people who ignore My invitation will ever get to taste what I prepare for them. Now, notice three excuses that they give. The first guy said, I can't come to the party because I just bought a field. It's a business kind of deal that is going on. And he says, I can't. I need to go and see it. I need to go and see that the deal is right, whatever. I personally think the field is going to be there tomorrow too. The business is going to be there tomorrow too. Nobody's going to take it away. Nobody's going to move it. Could not wait a day to get to see it. I think he could. But this is just a very lame excuse. The second guy says, I just acquired a new kind of another business asset, a new oxen, as the Bible describes. And that's like saying, I've got new equipment, I cannot go. Not new toys to play with, I cannot go. And the third one says, I've just got married. I'm going to let a relationship keep me from accepting God's invitation. I cannot come. I cannot come. But then it says, if you're a servant of Christ, a disciple of Jesus Christ who makes disciple, remember He sent the servant out to get all the people and all the guests. If you're a servant of God, your job is to bring the guests in. I want you to look at that passage, because it is you and the Holy Spirit with God in working in partnership, as Paul describes it, to go. Go and tell, go quickly, bring it in. Go out of the city. Now let me show you something. You cannot spell God without go. I must go to do good. Go is there. I must go to live the gospel. I must go to become godly. I must go to share the good news. There is go in all the good news of the gospel. There is go in God. There is no layback. There is no rest. There is go, go, go. 155 years later, the church of God, the Spirit of God, invites the church of God to go in faith, with a fearless fear, to continue the work of God, whether it is in the youth work, whether it is in the worship, whether it is in the reach, where it is in the all the ministries that this church has. We will go forward. Remember the Good Samaritan story. Remind us that love is something you go and do. Love doesn't just say, I'm sorry, you know, for this guy, and moves on. Love does something as it goes. The Good Samaritan, and I love one of the translations of the scripture, said that as he was going by, this man stooped down. As he was going by, he stooped down onto that man. He dressed the man's wounds with wine and oil, a sign of freshness and of soothing. Then he says that the Good Samaritan dressed the man with bandages. I was told that at that time there were no such nice, clean, sanitized bandages. All he did was to torn some of his clothes or take some of his vest and tunics off him and wrap his wounds up. The world is full of wounded people on the side of the road. God calls us to go and be Samaritans to these people, to use all that he's given us, even the bandages of our tunics and clothes. It says this, the scripture, never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. Never tell your neighbors to wait until tomorrow if you can help. Sorry, can I go one back? Jeffrey, thank you. And we will go forward with a fearless faith. Go forward to witness to the miracle of souls change and lives transformed. Only when we go forward to bring good news to the hopeless and wounded world, we will see miracle of God and the Holy Spirit at work. We will go forward to proclaim God's kingdom. Come today and the good news of this hour and tomorrow hope. We will go forward to heal the brokenhearted and to show his grace to all people. And that's true for us, it is for our church, as it is for Ali, for Aled, as it is for all of you, as it is for Linda on the ridges, it is for all of us in our ministries, in our place of work. We will go forward to be a witness for Christ. We will go forward and we'll continue to be those disciples who will go forward to make disciples of all nations. And with the grace and by the help of God, we would like to affirm that this morning, that we will continue to go forward by his Spirit, in step with his Spirit, wherever he may take us, to a broken world that needs healing, needs God's grace, forgiveness, and of course, their lives change and transform. We will go forward to grow, we will go forward to give and to go. We will go. Let's just pray, then we'll sing a song. And is Karen here? No, Karen isn't. Debbie, would you mind to go and call the junior church as we come and sing that song? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the calling that you've given to those people 155 years ago, who faithfully and sacrificially put everything they had, you were fit, in order to see a community of faith being formed and shaped. They've given sacrificially. They worship fearlessly. And they went in faith in the power of the Spirit. Father, we honor them and we thank you for them. But above everything else, we thank you for your faithfulness to this church over the years. Thank you for your Holy Spirit at work. Thank you for the ministry that we have had over the years in the 17 pastors of this church. Thank you for the grace, the love that they brought. Thank you for those who witness here over the years, faithful servants. Thank you for the present ministry. Thank you for Ali's ministry and Linda's ministry on the ridge and with the youth work respectively. Thank you for all the other ministries in the church. Thank you for all the gifting that you've given to this church through your Spirit. Lord, we want to continue to go forward in your strength to be a witness to the gospel, to the good news, to the hope that you give to your people. Lord, by your grace, we will go forward in fearless faith to proclaim the good news of a gracious God. Because in you and you alone, there is hope and there is salvation. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.